This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have in studio Dr. Peter McCullough pulling up right now at the studio to come in studio with us. He's had so much to cover about the spike proteins and major studies out proving what it's actually doing to the body and the persistence of the body and the attack on the DNA, that big study that came out a week ago. He'll be in studio with us. Coming up, I want to play a few clips here from yesterday's Senate hearings. I want to play a clip of the CDC head who won't say what percentage of the CDC has been injected with this garbage. Then I want to play a clip of Senator Paul grilling the demon Fauci. Here's both clips back to back.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
We're actively encouraging vaccination in all of our employees and doing a lot of education and outreach in order to get our agency fully vaccinated.
And the but the percent?
I don't have that for you today.
I'm told that 75% of CDC employees at headquarters are still working remotely. Is that correct?
We are following regulations through HHS and the federal government.
No, that's not my question. I apologize to be rude, but I'm asking a very straightforward question. I've been told that north of 75% of employees at CDC headquarters are working remotely. Is that correct?
Senator, I don't actually know the number off the top of my head.
Okay, when you look down the hallway, are there empty desks? Are over 50% of the desks empty?
Senator, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. What I will tell you is that we're working closely within HHS and the administration to follow the governmental rules for return to.
There was a recent GAO report that shows, and released in the last 2 weeks, that there's been no coordinated response from the federal government to get people back into work. Now, if there's any agency that, since we're teachers in Fulton County are back at work, that the caseload of COVID in Fulton County is about 88. At its peak, it was 606. If what I've been told by someone who, frankly, kind of knows, that people in laboratories are not showing up, I have no clue how people, how laboratory workers who presumably are vaccinated wearing PPE would consider themselves eligible to stay at home. I say this because I just want to echo. We got to lead by example in the federal government. If our public health agencies don't have enough confidence in the immunization and in the PPE to go back to work fighting infectious diseases, there's going to be a lot of undermining of a willingness to further fund public health.
We absolutely have our essential labs back at work conducting their essential research towards this response. And we are following the regulations and providing technical assistance and technical support to the federal government for return to work policies.
According to the framework and guidelines.
So what you're doing is defining away gain of function. No. You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website. This is terrible, and you're completely trying to escape the idea that we should do something about trying to prevent a pandemic from leaking from a lab. There's the preponderance of evidence now points towards this coming from the lab, and what you've done is changed the definition on your website to try to cover your ass, basically. That's what you've done. You've changed the website to try to have a new definition that doesn't include the risky research that's going on. Until you admit that it's risky, we're not going to get anywhere. You have to admit that this research was risky. The NIH has now rebuked them. Your own agency has rebuked them. But that's, the thing is you're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain of function.
According to the definition that is currently operable, you know, Senator, let's make it clear for the people who are listening. The current definition was done over a 2 to 3 year period by outside bodies, including the NSABB, two conferences by the National Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine on December 2014, March 2000.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front line. face of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years, that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. It's time to get your food. Basically get to the point where they can do that. I said months before Bill Gates did last year, I said 20 months ago, it's on record because I made a big deal about it on air, that this is just a beta test of the COVID-19. It's a real virus, real people dying, but that they've got stuff much worse they're planning to release later. This is obviously just to test the lockdown so that when they release something really powerful, things don't get out of hand. They want to have controlled depopulation. That just makes sense if you put yourself in their mind. I mean, a kidnapper, when they grab your kid out of the backyard, wants to get them in a basement that's got padded walls, so, you know, out in the middle of the country, so they can take their time as well. They want to really get you right where they want you, to gloat over you and take their time. And so that's what's happening now. We know ADE spreading across the country, across the world. All the countries that take the Pfizer Moderna shots are just cursed with all these, quote, mystery illnesses and death. I covered that last hour. And the docs will be in studio with us next segment. I'm going to ask you about that and more, Dr. McCullough. But now to have Bill Gates, then months after I said that last year, go on Stephen Colbert and other TV shows, and they said, well, what's coming next? He said, well, terrorists are going to release a deadly virus next. It'll be much worse. He started giggling and smiling and laughing. It's very funny to talk about such things, right? Very inappropriate. Because he was saying, we're going to shed it. Oh, Pfizer this week admitted, there's British Medical Journal reports on it, that indeed it does shed, it does create the variants, and it did create the Delta variant. So we now know that. I mean, scientists predicted it would happen, it happened. They predicted ADE, it happened. And so you've got all these headlines in Australia and the U.S. and Canada and Europe and the U.K. and everywhere where the shot's given of the record numbers of people in the hospitals. Last year that was fake. This year it's real. And they don't have COVID. And they're double vaxxed. That's the sickest groups, according to even the BBC. They go, we don't know why the double vaxxed are so sick. Geez, wonder what it is they took. And now Bill Gates comes along. Red alerts, an InfoWars.com article. Bill Gates warns bioterrorists could release smallpox at the airports. He says we need lots of bioterror drills. We need to just get used to checkpoints and everything just in case the terrorists attack. Oh, and isn't it lucky they already put the TSA in for Al-Qaeda? But now Al-Qaeda's not the enemy. It's those January 6ers and people questioning elections and lockdowns. And so now we need the paramilitary force at internal checkpoints inside the country, at state lines and at malls and just everywhere. And they're just getting used to, oh, PCR test to get on a plane, PCR test to get on a boat, now PCR test to go to your work. It's all a computer test you before you can do this, before you can do that. And then the mad scientist who funded the Wuhan lab and did all this, people don't put two and two together. and say, wow, he stands to gain. He's making hundreds of billions of dollars. Wow, he's a eugenicist. He said he wanted to depopulate us. And then sure enough, he's involved taking over all of the major systems. He's involved controlling who can say what. He's in control of the fact checkers and big tech. And this is a war. This is an assault. And now they're coming for our children. And now they're saying, oh, we're going to give them to your children when they go to school. That's implied consent. The UN says we can. Simply insane. So here's a clip of the very happy, very gleeful. He's very excited when he talks about this because he's on record running the main eugenics depopulation society. So, of course, like an exterminator loves to kill roaches. Well, he's an exterminator of men. My name, Alexander, means protector and defender of human life. That's what it means in the Greek. Well, I guess Gates means the gates of hell, but here it is.
And so I'm hoping in 5 years I can write a book called, you know, we are ready for the next pandemic, but it'll take tens of billions in R&D that the U.S. Right. and the U.K. will be part of that. It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice. You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that? You know, that there's naturally caused epidemics and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today. And yet the advances in medical science should give us tools that, you know, we could do dramatically better. So you'd think this would be a priority. The next year will be where those allocations have to get made, including this global pandemic task force.
A global UN-run pandemic task force putting the UN and the puppets they put in charge of global health, global censorship, of things that aren't the official UN directive with the global vaccine passport / carbon passport / global social credit score. That's the holy grail of control. It's what they're putting in. And Ron Paul came out and wrote an article saying that this is about a world ID and that it's actually in the new Build Back Better spending bill. Of course it is. That's a UN name. We have BlackRock CEO says the next $1,000 billion startups will be in climate tech and in bioweapons surveillance. But then the very group that are taking over using the threat of bioweapons are the ones that got caught cooking it up, lying about it, and releasing it. Think about the magnitude of all of this. It is simply unbelievable. Now, we're going to go to break and come back with the doctor in studio, Dr. Peter McCullough. But I wanted to play a clip of him going out, exposing the hunting of America's doctors, the true massive level of harassment and attempts to take their license for doing things like pointing out that once you have natural immunity, that's way better than the, quote, vaccine. And things like that. And so there's real persecution of the medical doctors. But it's been the medical doctors that are the real scientists. I've really been proud of them that have come out and exposed this evil. We now have another clip of the editor of the British Medical Journal talking about massive real adverse reactions and that it's not rare. And talking about ADE and so much more. But with Dr. McCullough, when we come back, McCullough, I also love Dr. Mercola. He's going to be coming on the show next week. We're going to be getting into the persistence of spike protein in the human body after COVID-19 respiratory infection and vaccine causing acute chronic illness. Here is a clip of the doc talking about the bullying of doctors by Big Pharma and the system. And we'll come back with him in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Tell everybody you know. Tune in now.
This type of thing, look at this type of letter I got from this one, suspension or revocation of my license. Well, you know what? I am not giving information today. I'm not giving misinformation today. I'm giving you the data. And as a doctor, you're going to decide the data. This looks like a kangaroo court if I've ever seen one. Who's going to decide, really? You know what I think? I just recertified for the fourth time in medicine. I'll tell you what I tell them is, bring it on. I want to talk to him about this. I want to talk to him about it. Okay? This hunting of American doctors is going to stop. and we're going to put a stop to it. But we're only going to put a stop to it, not by ducking, not by bobbing or weaving, not by hiding in the shadows. It's by assuming the authority that we have. This is very important. We have authority as physicians, as the most highly educated, trained, and vetted people in American society. We have authority, and we have the authority to go public and give our analysis and presentation of the data. We have the authority to do that, and I will not stop. I tell you, I've had close to 500 media presentations, maybe 1,000. And I don't care because people are asking my opinion. I don't ask to go on these shows. I don't ask, like, can I go to, be on somebody's TV show? They're asking my opinion, and I have given it. Okay, I have given it. And I have the right to give it, and you have the right to give it, and we have the right to our opinions. And it cannot be stopped. It's really important. And there's a lot of heroes involved. The heroes are not just the doctors. The heroes are the media people. I've met a lot of media people right now who are taking risks. They're not doctors, but they know something is wrong. They know this is a treatable illness. They know the vaccine program's going bad, and they know that we should take some action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows.
Dr. Peter McCullough is in studio with us till basically the middle of the next hour, and then he's on an airplane to another event where he's been speaking to crowds as big as 5,000 people every few days. He was telling me during the break when he got here, amazing global awakening, a rediscovery of science. They say that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, certainly it's a necessity now for folks to understand what's happening and get informed and not just believe Fauci, or it could be lethal. So he joins us, AmericaOutloud.com/the-McCullough-report. And he's also written the large portions of the new book that's number one on Amazon Medical, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey, with introductions by Peter A. McCullough, M.D., M.P.H., Elizabeth Lee Villett, M.D., Vladimir Zevzelenko, M.D., and, of course, Peter R. Bregan, M.D., Ginger Ross Bregan as well, and now one of the top best-selling books in the country. I remember when they were on a few months ago with us, it was just in pre-sale, so very, very excited to see that awakening. So much to cover, Doc, so I'm going to try to really give you the floor here as much as possible. I asked you, what's one thing you want to get to first, and that's this huge news, persistence of spike protein in human body after COVID-19 respiratory infection and the vaccine causing acute and chronic illnesses. Thank you for being here, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Please take over.
Well, we were stunned. I think the whole medical community was stunned by a paper in preprint. First author is Bruce Patterson. And Dr. Patterson is a brilliant molecular biologist. He also has his molecular biology investment interest in companies working on in vitro diagnostics. But very importantly, what he demonstrated in CD16 human monocytes, that after the respiratory infection, SARS-CoV-2, the virus, COVID-19, the infection, after the respiratory infection, in patients sick enough to be in the hospital, and remember, Alex, last time I was on, you had COVID-19 yourself. I've had it. What Dr. Patterson showed is that the S1 segment of the spike protein, remember, the virus is a ball. The spines on the ball are the spike protein. That's where all the damage is done by the spike protein to the human body, that the S1 segment, the outer segment, persists in human monocytes for 15 months after the respiratory infection.
And in layman's terms, this is a big development.
We get infections. Everybody listening has had an infection in one time or another, a cold, a bacterial infection. I can tell you, I can't think of any remnant of a virus that is so dangerous that stays in the human body for 15 months. No wonder people have long COVID syndrome. It's now known in autopsy studies and other analyses that the spike protein goes everywhere in the human body. It goes into the brain. It goes into the heart. It goes into other critical organs. It's been identified in the kidneys. The Chinese have found the virus itself and the spike protein in all kinds of body secretions, in urogenital and respiratory secretions. And we now infer, because the vaccines all code for the original spike protein. This is the Wuhan spike protein, the 1,200 amino acid protein that's the spike that's on the spine of the virus. This is the protein, Alex, that we know causes organ damage. It causes endothelial and blood vessel damage and causes blood clotting. This spike protein is coded by the adenoviral, which is Johnson & Johnson, and coded by the messenger RNA, which is Pfizer and Moderna. The spike protein is coded by these genetic platforms. These platforms go into the human body after each injection, form a mosaic of cells in the human body that produce the spike protein in uncontrolled conditions for an uncontrolled duration of time. And because the antibodies that are generated to the spike protein are far higher and greater than the natural infection, I infer as a scientist that, in fact, the spike protein exposure after a vaccine injection is greater than that respiratory illness. So what I'm telling your listeners is we now know for the first time, and this is breaking news, that after vaccination, the spike protein is likely after each injection to persist for probably more than a year. You can imagine, Alex, with injection number one and then injection number two a month later. Now in immunocompromised, it's suggested injection number three another month later and then a booster at 6 months. It will become impossible for the human body to clear out the spike protein.
They're creating a permanent infection. They're colonizing the body.
I'm not sure if it's an infection or if right now at this point in time it's best to characterize that it's in a permanent install of an inflammatory damaging protein in the human body.
Wow, it's funny. Bill Gates said almost 2 years ago when this first all started that there'd be multiple shots and boosters, like he just knew all about this. And the worst thing you'd want to do was give it over and over again. And it just seems to really be premeditated, Doctor.
People have been focusing on the genetics, so the adenoviral or the messenger RNA. I can tell you, I think the focus really ought to swing to the spike protein. This spike protein, we know, two segments, S1 the outer, S2 the inner. The connector is the furin cleavage joint. The furin cleavage joint was the target of gain-of-function research done in the Wuhan Virology Institute. This is where the action was. This was between the Chinese. They needed the intellectual capital from the United States. The National Institutes of Health had approved grants. The grants weren't so much about the money, Alex. The grants were really about the intellectual property and the ability to actually create a spike protein that would fit in a lock and key in the human ACE receptor, then be cleaved, and then allow the virus to move internally. The gain-of-function research allowed the virus to invade the human body.
Wow. That's a lot, and we're going to go to break in a few minutes. I want you to come back, Doctor. We can dispense with my pleasantries. I want you to recap that and take your time and then unpack what this means, because when you look at this, this is a premeditated scientific takeover, a premeditated scientific program. What you just explained is just incredible. Can you just repeat what you just said in the last minute again?
What we now understand, and with great degrees of certainty, that with each injection of a vaccine, the human body becomes loaded with the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. That spike protein persists within cells and also the interstitial spaces between cells. And the human body then has the job of clearing out this foreign spike protein, and it takes a long time to clear out. Macrophages and monocytes work to clear it out. The spike protein we know is disease-causing. In fact, we know the spike protein itself, in alone and by itself, is fatal to the human body in the right person at the right time at the right dose.
And obviously, you're a smart guy. You're a respected doctor. A lot of other respected doctors are scientists saying what you're saying. Obviously, Big Pharma's not stupid. They knew what they were doing here. So really, just to take it to the next conclusion, this is premeditated, or if they don't stop, it's premeditated now, because now this is known.
Either they knew or they should have known that the spike protein exposure would be uncontrolled in terms of quantity and duration. That in alone by itself could be characterized and should be characterized as biologically reckless.
Okay, so let's just start over. I want everybody to call their family, their friends, their neighbors. I mean, this is all coming out. It's in the papers. It's known. It's confirmed now. We'll go through the papers. We'll go through the evidence. Put it all on screen for TV viewers, radio listeners. We'll post it in the live show feed, the different studies. I mean, this is total proof that this is a death sentence for a large portion of those that ended up getting loaded up with these poisons. And it's going to kill them slowly so they can deny the source. We're going to lay it all out in great detail and more straight ahead. Stay with us. I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock. 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Major studies are now out by top scientists confirming some incredible information. And I'm blessed to have Dr. Peter McCullough here in studio with us right now to recap and spend more time slowly going through what he just said and what he laid out. And it's not just his studies. It's not just the anecdotal proof that we also see in our daily lives. We have all the news of the heart attacks and the myocarditis and the record hospitals for real being filled with the vaccinated who are dying of what would be described as ADE and myocarditis and all the rest of it. But we'll get to that next hour with him. He's going to be here most of the next hour as well, very graciously, before he goes and catches a plane today here in Austin. So I want you to start in this segment, the next, to have plenty of time to start over and just recap what you said, and then in layman's terms, explain it to everybody.
What we're talking about, Alex, is biologically plausible evidence. Is it biologically plausible that the vaccines, by taking over the body's genetics and producing the spike protein, is it biologically plausible that the vaccines themselves could cause damage to the human body? Without looking at any of the outcomes data now and just talking about the biology of what happens, the human body gets an injection of an adenoviral DNA, Johnson & Johnson, or messenger RNA, Pfizer Moderna, in the human deltoid. The injection goes in. They are lipid nanoparticles. We now know that it doesn't stay in the arm. It's now well accepted that the lipid nanoparticles begin to travel in the body. And because they are lipid, they go to lipophilic organs, the organs that themselves have lipids in it, the brain, the adrenal glands, the human ovaries and testes. It's now known, and it's been found, that in fact they go to the heart. They go to other vital organs. We've never had a vaccine, Alex, that actually gets distributed widely to critical organs in the body. That's the first very, very disturbing understanding. The second piece is that what happens? The vaccines then install genetic code, the code that it basically gives the direction to harness the human body's cellular machinery to produce the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Now, the virus is a ball. That's the nucleocapsid. The spines that are all over the virus, those are the spike proteins. The spike protein is 1,200 amino acids. It has about a dozen glycosylation attachments to it. It has some code written into it that is homologous to HIV, Alex. A lot of people don't know this, but the spike protein has been heavily manipulated in the Wuhan virology lab. And so we now understand that this spike protein is produced in human cells. That's very abnormal. We've never asked human cells ever to produce a foreign protein. We're now asking human cells to do this, it basically as a command of taking the vaccine. Once the spike protein is produced, it's expressed in cells. It's actually in what's called the rough endoreticulum in the human cells. And it is produced there. The spike protein is expressed on cell surfaces. The body's own immune system begins to attack its own cells. And to make matters worse, Alex, the spike protein breaks off, and then it distributes widely in plasma. And in a paper by Ogata and colleagues from Harvard, they were able to measure the spike protein in human plasma in volunteers who took the vaccine for 2 weeks after the first injection. After the second injection, it was not measurable in plasma anymore, probably because the antibodies started to increase in quantity in plasma and bind them. But the fact that we had widely disseminated spike protein for 2 weeks means that that is just as bad or worse than having the respiratory infection alone. You had it. I had it with early treatment. We can actually cut down the infectivity period with early treatment down to 4 days. The vaccine is causing a run in the human body for 2 full weeks of the dangerous Wuhan spike protein.
And again, I'm not a scientist and a doctor like you, but I can read all these reports, and we see even headlines out of the UK admitting that the hospitals are, quote, filled with a double jab with mystery illnesses, and they run the gambit of everything I saw listed last October in that CDC FDA warning letter that was internal, where they said possible adverse reactions. And it reads like a laundry list of exactly what happened. So you discovered this. You predicted it. You've reported it. Now it's all confirmed. But they knew this before as well. So how did they know before they even started the inoculation?
They knew, or they should have known, that the Chinese were helping us. They were helping us study the respiratory illness. The respiratory illness closely maps with the post-vaccine syndromes. These are almost superimposable because of the fact that the spike protein causes the damage in the respiratory illness, just like the spike protein causes damage post-vaccination. So we have common pathophysiology. For example, with the respiratory illness, there can be some heart damage. Now, it's not myocarditis. It's been carefully shown. A recent report by Joy and colleagues in the JACC Imaging, that's a cardiology journal in my field, has shown that with respiratory illness like you and I had, that the heart not myocarditis, but in a sense, cardiac injury pattern that can happen is basically negligible or doesn't exist. So Joy has basically shown that we don't have a concern with respiratory illness or the type of myocarditis we're seeing with the vaccines. With the vaccines, in June, the FDA and CDC broke the news that they had a universe of 600 cases of myocarditis that met a pretty strict definition, and then 200 cases that they really could review. And what we learned there is the myocarditis is explosive, Alex. When I mean explosive, it means in younger individuals, shot number one, then shot number two, bang. There is an expression of spike protein in heart muscle cells. Actually, in a paper by Avolio and colleagues, has shown it's in the pericytes. It's in the support cells in the heart around microcapillaries and around the cardiomyocytes where there's an expression of spike protein. The body then attacks its own heart muscle cells and causes significant damage. We're seeing young people come in with chest pain, signs and symptoms of heart failure, with massive elevations in cardiac troponin. Anybody who's been in the hospital with a heart attack knows that cardiac troponin is the blood test for cardiac injury. The typical troponin elevation on a relative unit scale for a heart attack, let's say, would be 1, 2, and 3. We're seeing elevations in troponin in these young people after vaccination with cardiac troponins of 50 to 100. It is a massive increase. Dramatic ST segment elevation. Signs and symptoms of heart failure, abnormal echocardiography.
And you're a heart doctor, but for people that aren't, explain. That sounds like what you're saying is like a heart attack test. That they're basically giving them a chemical test and finding the enzymes of a heart that's really had problems.
That's right. And let me tell you, the two things that the CDC and FDA said in June that I will tell you as a senior scientist and clinician in the academic field that I would qualify as both being irresponsible and completely reckless. They said two things, Alex. They said in these young people, these 200 kids, they said that it was both mild and they said it was going to be very rare. Both of those things couldn't be farther from the truth. They had 200 cases at that point in time. I was on national TV. I said, listen, I am a data safety expert. I run data safety monitoring boards. I know what I'm talking about. When we talk about safety data, we never say the word rare because we don't check everybody for it. And so at that point in time, the correct word to use or phrase is tip of the iceberg. When they had 200 cases in June, the CDC and FDA should have told America, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And you know how many cases we have now? Over 10,000. 200 to over 10,000. I was right. It wasn't rare.
And that 10,000 probably is the tip of the iceberg from other doctors I've talked to. That's why back during the swine flu vaccine killed a few people. They stopped it saying, no, tip of the iceberg. But now we have, what is almost 20,000 in the MERS report dead, hundreds of thousands sick, 800,000 or so. And they're saying that's just the tip of the iceberg. And this time they're just the FDA, all of them are just ignoring all this.
Well, they also said mild. They basically said to American parents for their children, this was mild. So I told you it's not rare, and now what's take on mild? Do you know the CDC and FDA in June, of the 200 cases they looked at, 90% were in the hospital. Alex, you know what it takes to put a 15-year-old in the hospital?
I lied.
Okay? So the bottom line is
now, Peter McCullough, stay right there. You're a heart expert. You're here. You've run diagnostic studies. Couldn't be a better expert to talk about this. Got a lot of questions. You've got a lot to say. This is so important. Everybody you know, folks, tune in now and later. Share this archive from Bandai Video.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Scientist and heart doctor is with us, and very exciting things are coming up very, very soon with the audiences that this man's going to be speaking to. But he's extremely honored. He told me to be here talking to all of you great people, and he hopes you will research everything he says. He's going to give you citations as well. And then once we're not live, we're going to archive this to band.video, and we will endeavor under it to add some of the links to papers that he's going to be citing so that you can see this for yourself and then warn others. And don't let the system gaslight you and say, oh, that's just made up. You're not a scientist. What do you know? So, look, sir, you want to get back into microcarditis. You want to get back into a lot of other areas. But then you were also during the break explaining to me that the virus and the vaccine are basically biologically what they're doing in the body is the same thing, which we now see manifested. But I was also telling you, just as a historian, a lay historian, but someone that loves history and has also been politically engaged heavily for 28 years, I see big rollouts happening, and I see big corporations and the UN involved, and I see censorship up front. And I witness them saying up front, oh, you'll need lots of boosters, and then the vaccine doesn't work. It hurts the immune system. It causes all these illnesses, and now we know it basically causes what the supposed virus did, and that's the perfect plan. You bring out a vaccine. It's not really a vaccine. Then you know that when you create a, quote, vaccine for that, it's actually going to create this matrix in the body, that this poisonous protein that takes over, that's linked to cancer and heart attacks and everything else. And then all these experts predict it before it even happens. And then the shots begin, and it happens just as bad as the worst predictions. And it's just like otherworldly nightmare. I'm saying this is obviously a premeditated operation. I said that 21 months ago. But now we know it's out of Wuhan. We know Bill Gates is involved. We know the Chi-Coms are involved. I mean, we know the UN is quarterbacking it. We know the UN's calling for world government controls now to handle the COVID crisis. Now they're telling us it's here forever. And the very same groups have told us they want to depopulate us. I know as a scientist, as a doctor, you don't like to speculate. I'm just saying I'm somebody that can add 2 + 2 = 4. And this looks like a total bioweapon, you know, globalist rollout program to me.
It's biologically cohesive because the spike protein on the ball of the virus is the same protein that's in the human body after vaccination. So whether or not someone's been exposed to it for the respiratory illness or whether or not someone's taken the vaccine, they now are exposed to the spike protein. What do we know about this? In a paper by Avolio and colleagues, it's clear the spike protein does damage the heart through pericytes. I think it's unequivocal. The U.S. FDA, all the other regulatory bodies have warnings. Pfizer and Moderna cause myocarditis. I think everybody should understand this. Myocarditis is heart injury. I've seen it. I've reported it to the CDC. I've had CDC officers call me and verify it. This syndrome is not mild because it requires hospitalization. By regulatory definition, it's a serious adverse event. It's an SAE. So myocarditis is not mild. I think every parent needs to hear this. The second thing is myocarditis is not rare. It is not rare. We have over 10,000 cases, and we haven't even started vaccinating the young children. I can't imagine how many more cases of heart damage are going to occur. Let me tell you what happens after the kids are hospitalized. They have to be observed. When there's early signs and symptoms of heart failure, we actually have to give heart failure prevention medicines and then monitor them with a never-ending story for the parents. Is the heart going to recover or it's not? And then the children can have no physical activity. They have to be on heart failure medications, a subset of them, and they have to be monitored. And then we ultimately have to get to resolution. When I mean resolution, the blood tests have to clear up, the EKG has to clear up, and the imaging has to return to normal when we can actually start to wind down these drugs. I can't imagine, we're at 10,000, Alex, I can't imagine getting many tens of thousands of young American and young children worldwide with this problem, all induced by a vaccine that's not clinically indicated and it's not medically necessary. Do you know that the deaths that have occurred in COVID-19 in children is roughly the same number that occur with influenza because there are children at risk? Sadly, there are kids with various congenital conditions, with cystic fibrosis, other pulmonary conditions where they can be overwhelmed by a viral infection.
Comorbidities.
Yeah, but by and large, COVID-19 is very mild, and in the registrational data that the FDA just looked at, two occasions now, age 5 to 11 and age 12 to 17, there are no serious cases in the clinical trials. It's nothing more than a drippy nose in children. The vaccine, we don't vaccinate people to prevent a drippy nose. Linus Pauling said that years ago, don't vaccinate against the common cold. There's no clinical benefit of vaccinating children. And at this point in time, in a sense, it's just being levered at the children. Dan Ball had data on OAN the other day, survey, 27% of American parents have said they're going to vaccinate their children. I'm telling you, as a doctor, as a concerned doctor, that's 27% too many.
Doctor, I remember back when I was a child, they don't really put it on TV anymore, but on PBS they would show Nazi films of people being marched into pits and shot. They would show black and white footage of the actual death camps, and I would sit there. My parents let me watch it. They wanted me to know history. And I was interested, you know, in that's what I watched as a child, was not really cartoons. I liked PBS and documentaries and, you know, Shakespearean films. That's what I was into, was adult content. But now I have the same feelings watching these children be injected, knowing large percentage of them are going to have problems. I showed an NIH article on their site yesterday, and I want you to give me your take on it. And it said that between 26 and 53%, those 56% of children that develop moderate microcarditis will end up dying within 3 to 10 years. That was the headline. That was in the article. Now I don't know if the NIH is accurate. They were saying that, and so they're saying, oh, it's no big deal if your child gets microcarditis. Is it true that between 23 and 56% that get microcarditis end up dying?
There are many forms of myocarditis. It's rare. Let me tell you, in my career, I've seen a handful of cases. The worst type is called giant cell myocarditis, which can be fatal within about 6 months. There's parvovirus, adenoviral types of myocarditis. They're rare. This one appears to be, A, it's common, and it's by direct injection. It looks like it's directly active there in the heart. All the data are coming in. Everything we've learned about the vaccines since the release, unfortunately, Alex, is bad. We have one paper after another. There's one shoe to drop after another, learning about damage to the heart. Tracy Hoag, University of California at Davis, analysis late summer, published it. It's in preprint form. She has used the VAERS and VSAFE data. This is a very high-quality paper. We are in thousands of cases now, 86% still requiring hospitalization. There doesn't appear to be any way of managing myocarditis as an outpatient, 86% requiring hospitalization. What Hoag showed, Alex, is a child ages 12 to 17 is more likely to be hospitalized with myocarditis than taking your chances with COVID and the very rare chance of actually getting hospitalized due to COVID-19 as a child. And that doesn't assume that the child gets any treatment. And we know that we can easily treat COVID-19 in children with azithromycin, budesonide, oral prednisone, limited dose adjusted aspirin. We have ways of managing COVID-19.
And so the $64 trillion question is, why is Biden mandating it now outside of law? They're not just saying, oh, children five of them can have it. Places like San Francisco are saying you will have it, or you can't go to the grocery store, or you can't go to a hamburger place, you can't go to school. I mean, this is like a science fiction dystopic nightmare where they're not just coming at adults with this thing now. They're going after the children. It's like a weird leftist sacrament to do this to the children. And then how the hell are they going to cover up all the deaths and heart attacks? This just seems like they're trying to cause a civil war, doctor.
The FDA makes the determination on the emergency use authorization, and then the CDC makes the implementation recommendations. On two occasions now in September and now in October, the CDC and FDA have heard formal presentations of the Hoag analysis. That's a bad trade-off. More hospitalizations with myocarditis than COVID-19 hospitalizations avoided with the vaccine. And then now the Kostoff analysis, published in Toxicology Reports, Ron Kostoff, multi-author paper, has shown at all age groups, one is more likely to die after the COVID-19 vaccine than taking your chances with COVID-19 and ending up in the hospital.
And they know that. And so why the hell would they be doing this?
The fear, the contagion of fear that one individual would, in fact, spread the virus to another has basically been this divisive and now devouring mass psychosis that we're in. There are parents that are truly afraid of their children. They are afraid their children are going to give them COVID-19.
And they're keeping them hostage in the house for years, bragging that until their child gets the injection, they can't go outside. And the media is saying that's good. No longer abuse, keep a little girl for 20 months inside like this mother bragged on TikTok. Now it's a good thing to do. Doctor, stay right there. We're going to come back. We've got the whole next hour. If you can stay and lay it all out, and you're also help work on the book COVID-19 and the global predators, and we are the prey. Dr. Peter R. Brigham, MD, and others help with this together with Dr. Peter A. McCullough, who is in studio with us now. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Take the live feed and share it, and take the archive for Bandai video of this and share it and save lives. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Give a hurt.